We read again in the Acts of the Apostles at the 17th chapter, and once more from the beginning of the chapter. Acts chapter 17 at verse 1. Now when the apostolic band had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that the Messiah must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is the Messiah. And some of them were persuaded by his reasoning. This is the force of the word. And consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the cities, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason hath received. And these all do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus." And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason, that is to say, they obliged Jason and his companions to pay a kind of bail as a security against any further disturbance or uproar, or indeed any further presence of the apostle in the city. When they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews, as he had done at Thessalonica, of course. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Therefore many of them believed. Also of honorable women which were Greeks, and of men not a few. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge that the word of God was preached by Paul at Berea, they came thither also and stirred up the people. There and then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea. But Silas and Timothy abode there still. Amen. May God bless unto us the reading of his holy word.